just finished up the tape. Didn't look at it as in detail as I will the second time around. I'll just give you a couple of comments in each phase of the team. I thought special teams-wise, our cover team was better. Our tackling was better. Thought both of our punters competed, and we saw some good things there. Our snappers were good in terms of our operation times and getting those things done. And obviously, we all saw it. We're not feeling good today about our kickoff return and our punt return game right now. We got to do better. I think one of the things that, we can get caught up in the team aspect, and what we really have to do is continue to develop a lot of these new guys that are going to be core special teams players and continue to work with them. And we will. And I'm optimistic that we'll get better. We had one penalty and certainly had the turnover there. So we got some work to do, and we're going to do that, get together, get these guys in practice and continue to work with them. And that's what training camp is for, and that's what the preseason is for. And I'm optimistic that we'll move forward and play better. It'll be fun to see how we do next week in Seattle. You know, defensively, once again, I'm encouraged by a lot of what I see. Our run defense was overall through the game. If you want to look at us as an 80-man team, we gave up 3.3 yards per carry. First half rushing, they rushed the ball 16 times for 2.4 per carry. And I thought we did some good things. They got us on a power. We had a couple guys out of position there and overrunning the play. We did that. Again, if we were perfect, we wouldn't have to play the preseason and have training camp, so we know we can get better there. We had four. We were very good on third down. Our first group wasn't. We were 4 of 6, gave up 4 of 6 on third downs. We had a missed sack on a 3rd and 4. We had a throw over the top of our underneath coverage on third down and long, and then we had the sack on third down and 13, and which would have taken us, which would have gotten the defense off the field, and we had the penalty, and then we had a 3rd and 4, and they completed a short quick out. So obviously we want to do better in that regard, but I thought there was a pass rush. I thought there were times you could see us much better at setting the edge. Our guys definitely ran to the football, and you see that show up on tape as well, and some really decent play. And then as we moved out of the first group, I thought that we saw improvement. I thought I thought Shea was better this week. I thought he improved on the defensive side of the ball. I thought Bostic played well. And I thought Sherrick McManus played well. It was good to have Tim back. I thought he had a good game. Remember, Kyle was out, so Tim wound up playing corner in his time there and was definitely involved in a couple of one-on-one situations, which he won that battle. There was a quick screen. He made a great tackle at the line of scrimmage. So it was good to see him back playing. That was exciting to see. And I thought that, the coverage was good by Ryan on the penalty. I thought the contact was prior to 5 yards. It's a subjective call, and I thought the coverage was good, covering the tight end. And he made a nice play in the back of the end zone, which was a penalty as well, which led to the touchdown. So it was, potentially, 3 field goals and not the touchdown with the first group. And again, we've got to make those stops on third down and get off the field, and that's what we're working to do. We got Jared back, which was good to see him start to get some playing time. I think the first group had something like 27 plays just in the first quarter, which is good for our conditioning. We had a quick turnaround after the first drive. We were 3 and out offensively. And then there was another transition play with the kick return and the penalty. So I think we got some things to really build on there. We had 2 penalties on the touchdown drive, obviously, which hurt us. So, certainly we can get better. We got some opportunities this week to work and continue to grow in that regard, and then we'll have it'll be fun to get out there on next week in Seattle. Offensively, first group was 3 and out. We had a chance, a tough catch for Brandon on that first play of the game. Jay feathered it in there nicely. I don't think the ball is tipped. Nevertheless, we were 3 and out, and we waited quite a bit of time to get back in the game. And when we did, we were able to go down the field and score with a couple of a really good third down conversions because of pass protection, the throw to Marty, and certainly the third down a touchdown to Brandon. We got to work on our running game. There's no doubt about it. We're not concerned about it. It's more one guy here, one guy there. We just really got to clean it up. But I think we're confident that we can be better with the people that we have and the running backs that we have. We got better in the second half with our seconds. I thought our second line really did a more than sufficient job in their run blocking and their pass protection. Jimmy was in there with the first group for one series, and the rest with the second group, and Jordan finished with the second group. But I thought overall, pass protection was very good throughout the game, and it gave the quarterbacks a chance to, step and throw and make some plays, and that was encouraging as well. So I'll leave it open to questions.
Do we know, Mark, how bad Zach Miller's?
We don't. He's at the doctor at this time, and. In the next 24 hours, 48 hours, we'll know a lot more. Same thing with Kyle. I think that we'll see where he is as we get into Sunday and Monday.
Is there any diagnosis with that?
Just foot right now. I mean, there was a lot of information going on there, and I just leave it as foot and until he's entirely diagnosed, and that'll be later today and tomorrow.
Mark, you mentioned the headsets going down last night.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been an issue at Soldier Field, or more so than other stadiums?
I can't speak for other stadiums. We had a few times last year. But other places I've been, there's been issues like this. So I don't think it's, exclusive just to Soldier Field or one stadium. It's happened over the years with the quarterback coach communication at other places as well. We had, like I said, 3 to 5 plays yesterday.
Was one of those the interception?
It was.
What was your assessment of that particular play, how that went?
The play was still – Jimmy did a good job of at least getting a call-up that was a sound play, and it was a similar play to the one we called, except the backside was not a deep over. The call wouldn't have been a deep over. The call would have been a shallow. But coverage dictated on that play that he go back to that side. And 50, their linebacker, really made a heck of a play. He just got a tip on it. If Jimmy would have checked it down, he would have gotten a completion. He had a chance to make the play, and again, 50 made a good play. So I can't say it was a lack of judgment to throw it to the second level there, but again, the defender made the play.
Will they both play Mark Palmer and Clausen? Will they both play Friday against Seattle?
I don't know that at this time. We're going to talk about how we're going to work this game. I expect Jay and the first group to play longer. How long, I can't say. We're not going to put a timetable on it, but once we decide that, we'll decide how we're going to work both Jordan and Jimmy, not only this week but next week as well.
Mark, there was an incompletion Jay threw it to Eric Weems, I think it was. He was kind of barking at somebody afterwards. Was that just a miscommunication? And I guess to the point of how difficult is it for him to get a kind of a connection with a third receiver? It seems like Weems is just having trouble.
Well, I don't know that you can say one play where, Eric's been a guy that, has played a lot in practice for us at that position. There was a miscommunication in that particular play, but I don't know that it's something that's common. It just so happened to take place on that particular play. And a lot of it had to do with the type of corner coverage that they were playing. They were pressing, they were bailing, they were coming off early, and it was just a miscommunication.
Mark, with that much game planning, when you evaluate your offense, particularly your quarterbacks, mm-hmm. What are you looking for?
Just working through progressions, making the right reads, finishing progressions, use of the proper footwork, and then if they have a chance to complete a throwing motion to be able to make an accurate throw in zone coverage or man-to-man coverage, and obviously if it's a contested throw, be able to put in a position where they take the ball, keep the ball away from that man-to-man player.
How much do you factor in the lack of game planning in your assessment of the running game?
I don't know that we factor it in. It's not the same necessarily, but it's no excuse. We don't look at it as an excuse for us not being able to be productive running the football. When you look at the tape, it's not the collective group, and it never really is. It's one miss here, one miss there. It's a perimeter blocking issue at times. It could be anything, and we just got to do better. And we're gonna work at it to try to be more cohesive in that area, and we haven't been on the first couple weeks. We can do better, and that's what training camp's for, and that's what we've got to do over the next couple weeks. But it's not a surprise. in these games that it goes this way. It's happened before, and we'll go back to it on next week and work to get better at it.
Is it easier to clean up because it's not one mistake over and over again? Is it?
Yes. I mean, I don't think it's structure. It's not having the players to get it done. It's more just it can be a six-inch step sometime or a hand placement sometime or one guy not doing his job. That's all it takes in the running game to give a defensive player a gap he needs to make a play.
There was only a few plays, but Sean Drum had a couple nice plays last night. What did you see from him?
Yeah, I thought he did well. He's really done good in the pass catching department. He's shown good running skills and he's practiced well. So, you know, obviously he's involved in this competition right now. As I said, I think him and Kadeem are in a competition for who will be the second guy or the next guy to go in, at least early on in the season, if we go that way. And I think both guys show that, you know, they're willing to they're up to it. And we got two more games to go. They'll get some runs and they'll get some opportunities to pass protect. I think they both have to continue to get more included in that. When we're in our protection meetings, most of the time they're not in our protection meetings. They're in the special teams meetings. So as we get back here, we get more time to do those kinds of things. Skip can get with them and spend some more time so we can bring them up to speed with the protection side of it.
What are you seeing from Michael Ford that's allowed Kadeem and Sean?
I think one is, and Michael's working at it, being as consistent over the last two or three weeks as they have. That doesn't mean Michael's out of the picture right now. We've still got a couple games to go, but they've been more consistent on a day-to-day basis of being in the right place and doing the right things. But it's not that Michael's that far behind either.
How tightly are you trying to script or regulate the reps that, for instance, those running backs are getting in these games to judge the competition?
Well, you know, we are and we're not. It's a great question, Hub. You know, you go into it and you say, we want to get a guy, you know, six carries or seven carries, and you go into it, and then what happens universally is the game starts becoming the most important thing as you get into the third and fourth quarter. You're trying to call plays that you think can help you win the game, and you lose track of the individual points of emphasis to see certain players. You might go in the game and say, well, when this guy's playing left tackle, we want to run the ball to the left. We want to see him at the point of attack. Or when this player's in there, we want to make sure he's running the ball five times. And we seem to always get away from that because we get more in tune to scoring and moving the football and winning the game.
Mark, have you seen enough at this point to say whether you like or don't like where your offense is or what if you see things that it can do in the regular season and
yeah.
kind of
prep? I don't think of it that way in terms of really where we are. I think we go in each day and we assess what we want to work on and improve on, and you know, I think we're in a good place. I don't think we're looking around trying to figure out what we are, what we're going to be. We have high expectations. We're still working through our offense. We're trying to complement playing these games and getting our guys ready to play the games at the same time, you know, working, taking a big picture point of view, and that is getting ready for the season. So there's that balancing act as you're in the preseason to what do we do today to get them ready for the game so they can perform at a high level, but then what are we doing to get ready for the season? But I think we're in a good place.
Matt Mulligan seems to step up. Everybody talks about him and the power run blocker. Mm-hmm. Made some catches. Is he showing a secret talent there? Do you think he's got the consistency to do both?
Well, we've seen it during practice. You know, we've seen him. We've seen his speed in practice. We've seen his ability to run vertically up the field and make plays, which showed up on last night. Has showed up in practice, Larry, and he's shown good hands and good speed. Besides his ability to block at the point of attack. So we're excited about it, and he's got great experience. He's been in good programs, and he's a good ad by Phil in our personnel department.
Mark, given that Chris Conte has missed the first two games, how important is it to get him quality reps this week?
Yeah, we want to get him in there. We certainly want to give him a chance to compete, and so you know we'll see where he is as we come into this week, and if the trainers give him the go-ahead to start working with the focus on being able to play on Friday night, but we'll see this week.
With Jordan and Jimmy, what can they show you this week in practice? And I know you said it's all encompassing, so will you rely more on what you already have of them?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they're going at it. It's a heck of a competition, and I try not to worry about having to make a decision right now and just letting them practice, letting them work, coaching them up. Matt's doing a great job with them. We're just coaching all three guys to get ready for the season, all four guys to get ready for the season, because we're working David as well, and we'll see where he is with practice time as well. But we are, we've talked about it. It's a competition, and we're not going to concern ourselves with the decision making other than they're running plays in practice. They're functioning under center well. They're functioning the gun well. They're getting to the, they're moving people around. They're making checks. They're doing everything we've asked them to do, and they're competing hard, and they're competing in an optimal way. I think we're seeing that, and we'll see where we go. We got two more games, and I've told them both that we're not working under the idea that either one of them are going to be that guy. We're just now, we're gonna wait it out and talk through it. When the time comes, we have to make a decision.
Mark, are you open to keeping only two quarterbacks at the end of this?
We'll see at the end, Rich. I don't know where we're going to go with numbers, how that fits with the rest of the football team. I think anything's possible. We're going to leave everything open until that time and see how it sorts itself out. It's not just the two or three guys. It's the whole team and how we're going to, work the numbers at each and every position.
Mark, you mentioned Ryan Lundy earlier. Has he separated himself a little bit the same thing? And has there been some separation in that group?
I don't want to say that right now, John. He's playing well. He's making the calls. He's been in the right place. He's certainly, deep in this competition to be one of the top two safeties on our team. And I think that, he's gone out there the last 2 weeks, and he's been out there with the ones consistently, and he's practiced well. So I think he's in a good position. We're going to wait it out and see where this all what all happens here for the next few weeks. But I think he's in a good place. We'll see how the rest of the camp goes.
Mark, was there any consideration last night to leaving Tim Jennings in the slot after Kyle Fuller was hurt?
There wasn't. I mean, Tim was coming back. We thought it would be a good time for him to get some work out there, work that he might not get when Kyle gets back. And I thought that when Tim came out, I thought Sherrick really played well, as well on that side.
How is Tim's transition into the slot going? And considering all the time he's missed, is it something you guys still want to play?
It was excellent when he was working there. I mean, his leverage, his understanding of how to play in that, and inside – was excellent through the camp and the time that he played. I mean, he was highly competitive covering our receivers inside during camp before he got hurt. So I think that transition is something that he's going to be able to handle easily.
Mark, getting back to Zach Miller, were you starting to see a player who could possibly have had a future with this team? And Martellus said last night that you guys were starting to experiment with them on the field together.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hopeful. We'll see what happens. You guys saw him out at practice. He had an excellent camp. Things transitioned from the practice field to the games over the last couple weeks. That was clear. And we were certainly excited about what we saw. And we'll see what happens with this injury and how long it's going to be. We don't know.
You mentioned Shea taking strides forward. Where specifically did you notice improvement last night?
Well, I thought he was around the ball. I think he had five tackles. He was around the ball a little bit more. He was more active. It appeared to me, and I haven't talked to Mel about this, just more comfortable at the position this week. And that's what we would expect. I mean, talked to Reggie after the game and a week ago, and this was his first time playing Sam in a real game. It's not Bourbonnais, and it's not out here at Hallis. It's a real football game, and you could see a little more confident, a little bit more reactive, and natural reactions to making plays. I thought he got better, and that's a good sign. Week two, we've got two more weeks. And I'm hopeful it'll continue to make progress.
Mark, when you see some of the throws they completed yesterday, kind of in between linebackers and safeties and cornerbacks, mm-hmm. finding spots in the zone, is that more so you moving parts, guys that haven't played with each other, trying to figure out safety?
I think it's part of that. I think zone coverage, playing underneath zone coverage, is one of the last things that really come together in zone defenses. They also had four or five boots. Their movement game was very good as well, and we've got to do some work with that, and we're going to work on it this week. But that's the toughest part about playing coverage is the underneath portions of zone coverage usually come together last, and we've got some work to do in that area, and we're going to get back at it this week.
Mark, is your approach evaluate, or the way you approach the game change with the third preseason game? Do you turn any kind of corner, or is it straight evaluation, or do you look at it any differently, I guess?
I think we look at it differently, only that we're going to play our ones a little bit longer. We'll spend a little bit of time on Seattle, not a lot of time, because we still want to work on other things that we would not be using until the season starts. So from that point, it is a little bit different. It'll be probably the last time the ones get sufficient work. That's the way we normally have done it. I'm not going to say that we are not going to play some of them in game four. So that's where our focus is. It's having three good practices and then bringing it all together. And it's what a great opportunity for us. You know, we're going to play so many games on the road early in the season. We're going to be in the noise. We'll work in the noise all week this week, and playing against a team like Seattle it'll be a good opportunity for us to find a little bit more about ourselves. And we're not going to measure ourselves where we're going to be at this first game of the season, but it'll give us a good opportunity to match up and play some football against their ones as well.
This is the second straight year you guys have played the third preseason game out west. Is mm-hmm. that by design?
I couldn't answer that question. That's whoever is making the schedule could do a better job of answering that one.
John Bostic last night said he felt a lot more comfortable because he played more Mike, mm-hmm. linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Are you to a point where you want to narrow his positioning down?
I think it's tough because of his flexibility. I think that he played well last night. He was excellent inside, running the football. He was physical, running the ball. Obviously, you saw him make that play. It was a good job setting the edge by the guys inside. I think it was Kelvin and both Jared set the edge. But it was an excellent play by him making the tackle. I think that he plays middle very well, but we've got to be in a position that if we lose somebody that he can move into either position. And so we'll continue to do that. But Mike linebacker is certainly a place that he excels at, and he's got to play the nickel as well. So we think he can handle it, and we're going to continue to work him in all those areas.
Time for a couple more.
Mark, are you guys having a tough time maybe evaluating the returners because of whether it's the blocking in front of them? Is it where it's supposed to be yet?
I think part of it is we just haven't come together collectively. It could be one guy. We've returned some kicks just to return them, just to get the blocking and work on it, which we might not return during the course of the season. So that plays into it a little bit as well, Adam. But we're not where we want to be. No doubt about it, we're not where we want to be. We got to go back to work, and we got to continue to develop this group of really new core players that we have, and that'll start this week.
Do you expect? Is there anybody that you absolutely expect to get back on Monday? Chris Williams, maybe in particular.
I don't have anybody that I would expect, because I don't know. We'll see who shows up on Monday. And what's that?
I got a feeling they'll show up.
Yeah, we'll see the guy. Whoever the trainers give the go ahead to, they'll be out there, and we'll be excited to have them with us, back with us.
Mark, I asked Jay last night after the game what the advantage was to him, what benefits he got from the 3-plus quarters he spent watching.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered pretty honestly. He said he tries to work on his reads, but other than that, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, from your perspective, with the amount of time in these four preseason games spent coaching a lot of kids who won't be on the team, do you feel you need all four preseason games?
You know, I just don't want to get to a point, Hub, where I'm standing up here speaking for whether or not we should have three or four games. I think that I look at them as I look at these players, and I want them to have an opportunity to play in the National Football League. That's how I look at it. And we, like we said last night to the team, we got 80 guys. They're not all going to be with us at Halas Hall, but if they can have playing time and get on tape, 31 other teams are watching everybody. And if they can have more opportunity to play, and have an opportunity to play in the NFL and be scouted by other teams if we don't keep them ourselves, that's a good thing. The merits of four games, that's really, for somebody else to discuss. I just think that if we're going to play four games, it's opportunity for these guys to play in the National Football League. They're getting a look not only by us but from others, and that's a good thing.
Mark, you talked a little bit last night about Brandon's new TV duties. Did he seek permission before accepting that role, and what did you want to learn about that to make sure that you were comfortable?
You know, Brandon did come to me first, and he told me about the situation that he had. And I just told him, I said, I'm not gonna make that decision for you. I said, I trust that the football team will always come first, that your energy will be in place each and every Wednesday when we go to work, and you'll do the things you need to do to be ready to play on Sunday. And I said, I trust you. And that's how I left it with him.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, thanks, guys.